All right, hello everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that actually is Life from the Lair!
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
So this is what we got going on here. I got a letter here from a woman close to me in age. She's a little older than I am. I'm 56 and she's 59.
You're gonna have to check your ID though. No, I'm just 10-year-old.
Alright, so I'm just gonna read the letter to you and then we're gonna dissect it. Okay, it says, my name is Pam. I'm 59 years old and I have 4 sons and 1 daughter. I got married at 19 when I got pregnant. Okay, that happens all the time. Well, it used to happen all the time, not so much now. By 29, I got my tubes tied. My husband and I liked to get down.
I need this man to tear all my clothes off.
Work.
And never had an issue with sex until he got cancer when I was 46. All right, so her husband got cancer when she was 46. So that was like 13 years back. My deepest condolences. But, you know, that's the way it goes. Modern age, all kinds of stuff in the environment. It is what it is. We have a shitty diet. People get cancer. It is what it is. I'm sorry about that. But if she started having kids at 19 and then had 5 kids by 29, she was pretty much knocking one out every other year. Assume that. There's not really a lot of details here. Unless it was rapid fire successions, which does happen when people, you know,
like banging.
That's just the way it is. All right, so she was 46, and she says he died 6 months later. Doesn't go into detail by the type of cancer, but usually, if you get diagnosed with cancer and you're dead 6 months later, more than likely it had gone to the point of no return by the time it was diagnosed, which happens all the time with lung cancer, brain cancer, pancreatic cancer. But it could be anything. Who knows? Okay, since his death, all of my sons have gotten married and divorced, with one son getting married and divorced a second time. All right, I'm of the mind one and done. If you want to get married and give a go at it, and you get divorced, don't you dare do it twice.
And he now officially holds a place in the Guinness Book of fucking retards.
I advise not to do it at all in the current year, but it is what it is. All right, my sons have a total of 6 children that I don't get to see because of the divorce laws and the various mindsets of the woman of today.
Why are you such a mega bitch?
Because I can be.
All right, my daughter is the youngest, and she's oblivious to her brother's pain, basically referring to them as do better, get over it, which is some of the worst advice you could give, especially the men today, because this is very common. All right, and I know that there has been some saber rattling and lawsuits filed in the past for grandparents to see their grandkids. But in the grand scheme of things, in family court, the grandparents have zero influence or pull when it comes to seeing their grandkids.
0.0.
Especially if the ex-wife or the mother of those kids doesn't want them around the family. Because parental alienation is exceedingly common today. And I'm just going to be honest. When a man loses his children, it's the wound that never heals. And it's my opinion that 60 to 70% of all of the male suicides out there have a family law, divorce, or failed relationship component, as per my own research when I was on top of this back in the day. She is my youngest and has never gotten married. I think she over-rehearsed her pre-marriage sex.
Hey, try not to suck any dick on the way through the parking lot. Hey, you, get back here.
And I think she's in for a rude awakening by the time she is 40.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
So her youngest, the girl's probably 29, 30 years old. So she is now coming up on the wall. You know, right around 28 to 32 is when women realize that the attention that they're getting from the opposite sex starts dropping off by noticeable amounts. It's called the epiphany phase. All right, so she might actually wake up and do a Hail Mary and fix this whole thing, but I am not counting on it. At this point, with her attitude, I will have no sympathy for her. My sons have been beaten down by the system to the point where they don't even try to see their children and my grandchildren as well. I'm sick of it. Can you explain administrative violence to me? Because this mama bear wants her grandkids. The feminist whore culture
has gone too far.
Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
So what we have here is we have a woman, a widow, of course. Listen, I don't begrudge widows anything. They didn't ask for that. Fate can be a harsh mistress, and people die. It just is what it is. He died of cancer. Obviously, he didn't plan on checking out, but you know, by the time she was 46, 47, she was a widow. All right. Now, there's a lot of solace for older women or widows if they have their grandchildren and their children around them. It sounds to me like this woman, basically, all of her sons got basically raked through the coals, and she is no longer able to interact with her own grandchildren, which, let's just be honest, that can be incredibly brutal. A lot of people would like to see their grandchildren because they were once parents themselves. Well, they're probably still parents, but they remember the days when the kids were young, and they want to basically revisit that, and it's very devastating when that is denied to them.
I'll explain it so even you can understand. My colleagues will assist.
All right, now let's go through some of the statistics here. One, you first marriages, you have between a 50 and 56% chance of divorce, depending upon where you are in the country, race, and what have you. Now, if both people go to the marriage, don't have a lot of sexual partners, no one brings any children in, you're still looking at 50-50. Listen, I don't know about you, but if I was going to be jumping out of an airplane and they hand me a parachute and they go, well, there's a 50-50 chance that this thing is going to work, there's no reserve chute, I would not go out of that aircraft. I'm sorry. That is just too egregious. If you are investing, say you won the lotto and you get like 10, 15 million bucks and you want to invest it, you go to a financial planner and he says, well, there's a 50-50 chance you're going to lose all your shit.
You serious?
Would you use him to invest your money in? I wouldn't. She's also talking about her youngest daughter, who's roughly 29, 30 years old. And some of the statements that she says in here, basically oblivious to her brother's pain. All right, now, women, from what I have seen since I graduated high school in 1986, they have an ability to flip a switch in the back of their mind. They turn you into the enemy. They badmouth you, they get angry, and then they find themselves completely justified in assassinating your character and harming you in any way that they can. False allegations, calling the cops, withholding children, poisoning children against the father, and indirectly for the rest of the family. Let's face it, there's some women out there who deny visitation to the father and will not allow those children to see any of the father's family because there's a chance that if she allows the kids to go to any of the family or the former in-laws to the father of those kids, then the father will get a chance to see his kids. And
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
All right. So the way I explain this, we'll put a link to the course at the bottom, and you could, you know, purchase it if you wish. We have Administrative Violence, Divorce and Custody Edition, and then we have the Working Man Survival Guide, which is Administrative Violence in the Working World in regards to Me Too and what have you. Because roughly since 2016, 2017, many people have had their lives just destroyed on accusations alone. People have to prove negatives. And let's just be honest, that's next to impossible. And the only way you can really do that is you have to be on top of it. You know, it, one of the core parts of the Working Man Survival Guide is you have to build and maintain a record. My advice when you go through that video is I tell you to put in nanny cams, wear a body camera or a camera that you can hide in a pen or something like that. And you're going to have to maintain a huge hard drive. And at the end of the day, you just upload your basically your camera footage to that. And you have to maintain it off-site. Because at any time, they can come and snatch your computer or replace it with something else. Which did happen in the U.S. Army all the time. I pretty much went through a new computer or laptop once every single year. And if it's a desktop, the supply sergeant just comes into your office and just unplugs everything, walks off with it, and gives you a new one, and then you need to figure it out. On two of those occasions, I went down to the supply room, retrieved my old computer, and downloaded the hard drive. But that doesn't always happen. And in the corporate world, I think that they do that on purpose just because they don't want to have any evidence.
Nobody likes a monkey on their back.
Now, the Divorce and Custody Edition, it's using warfare. Everything is war.
Ha ha ha!
Now, the reason I did that for the Divorce and Custody Edition is men stand almost no chance at all in family court. But what they don't understand is attached to divorce court, family court, is a whole clockwork of other bureaucracies that you can bring to bear upon your adversaries. I.e., you can file formal complaints against the judge. Now, that usually doesn't go anywhere good, but it can be done. You can go after your soon-to-be ex-wife's attorney by doing a FOIA request with the courts, and they, you know, usually divorce attorneys work in 1 to 3 counties, you know, if they touch. You just do a FOIA request, get all of the case numbers for said attorneys, and you just do statistical analysis, and if a majority of the cases that this divorce attorney has sat in on were some kind of abuse claims made, you can go after, file a formal complaint against that lawyer's license, and you can contact all of the other people that have had contact with that attorney and have them do the same. Now, 1, 2, 3 complaints against an attorney at the bar a year is not a big deal. But if you have a divorce attorney that's been practicing for 10, 15 years or more, there's going to be thousands of individuals who are going to feel a particular way about that attorney and be more than willing to file a formal complaint against that attorney's bar license, especially if you already pre-make all of the forms and what have you. And it's really hard for the state bar to ignore when hundreds, if not thousands, of complaints about particular attorneys start popping up. Well, even if nothing happens, that attorney is going to have very limited options into the future. Because if that attorney wants to become a judge or a prosecutor, there's an election process involved, and you're going to have opponents looking into their track records. And if there's thousands of complaints, good luck. It's very devastating. I've had a lot of individuals from the regiment have medium to good luck with Administrative Violence, Divorce and Custody Edition. especially when the soon-to-be ex-wife is fingered for a DWI or a CPS investigation, while at the same time, you know, getting audited by the IRS and the state tax authorities. You know, there's just a whole myriad of ways where you can force your opponent to fight on multiple fronts. Because if you fight strictly in divorce court, it is a frontal assault. Frontal assaults are incredibly dangerous, expensive, and they just monumental amount of casualties and waste. So in essence, if you are fighting solely in divorce court or family court, it is an uphill battle. Your opponent has, foxholes and other bunkers in position. You are being covered by overlapping sectors of fire with indirect fire and maybe some fast movers in there coming in to wreak havoc on you. But if you're conducting that operation like an unconventional guerrilla war and they are fighting on multiple fronts, they don't have enough combat power to be wholly effective against you. It can be done. My advice, it's $50. Pick up the administrative violence, both courses. I think it's total of like 4.5-5 hours of material. It's done in a comedic light, and I think it would really help your Pam. I'm sorry your husband died, and I'm sorry that you're being denied your grandchildren because of this bullshit, but that's just the way it goes. All right, gentlemen, I'm trying to get caught up on a bunch of letters I've got from back in the day. I do have some hate mail. I'm trying to find one or two that's different. I'll try to read that to you because hate mail is just
so much fun.
You guys take it easy, and I will talk to you later.